for tuning in. This has been an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. This show airs every Saturday night at midnight, only on 88.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. If you've been digging the music you've heard tonight, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Take care of yourselves, folks. Have a great night.
they go, right there. With the unmistakable sound of The Cure. I tell you, all you need is one good idea. One good idea and one sound. And you got a career. You got a legacy. You got a thing. And, of course, singing like you're being pinched while a drum machine's playing. And there's a guitar that's being ran through a toilet bowl. So there, that was big sound of The Cure. And dang. You could do that. Was called 100 Years. And yeah, we're going to probably finish. Can we go do that today? Let me see here. Yes, we will be finishing the years today. And perhaps we may even finish decades. So if we can get the years and decades, then the next week is going to be centuries. And I've got like, of course, there's like 21st century schizoid man. And there's 20th century boy, 20th century five. There's all kinds of nice century songs. So century is going to be cool. Right now, we're just kind of scraping the bottom. The years here. Yeah, reeling in the years, you all. Zombo right here in your brain. Yes! Tomorrow morning. See, once again, I went 1 week without telling you anything, okay, about the... but tomorrow, this is easy. The Polka Maniacs are going to be playing on Saturday morning Light Brigade at 11 o'clock. So we'll be playing from like 11 to noon. Playing a couple songs, hanging out, and should be a thing. So that's coming in. That's a preparation. That's a promotion before we go and play the Northside Music Festival, the 12th Friday, and Picklesburg the 18th. So damn, there I got it all out of the way. Happy, I am very happy guy. All right, so woo, man, oh man, oh man, is he gonna do it? Is he going to go Manischewitz? No, I'm not. The predictability. You know, after you do this for so long, the predictability just goes out the window. You say, okay, there's only so many things he could say. It's like the monkey with the typewriters. You know, they're going to eventually print out, old Economy Village promo if you give him enough time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let's get some more music, okay? What do you say? We're doing years, and we're going to wind this down. And I actually was getting some ideas for some other shows down the line after I'm done with the years and the centuries, millennia, and the infinity, which is probably going to be like 2 more weeks at the tops. So I got my gears going. Shows connecting dreams with the afterlife. Shows connecting alien life into religion, just all kinds of strange and wonderful and fabulous radio for you. Just going out there, man. Because why not? Life is just varying degrees of pointlessness, and it's not all. No, it's fascinating when you think about it. Like when somebody dies, they're just gone. They're gone, and you know all the memories and this and that. 16 years later, nobody remembers you ever even existed. Isn't that fascinating? You know, I mean, I might know a name or see a name and a number on a rock in a cemetery. But isn't that, I think it's fascinating. And people are freaked out by that. Like, oh, no, I'm not going to exist anymore. Well, we didn't used to exist. Isn't that fascinating? I think it's fascinating. Always like that. Like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Mark Twain actually says, well, it didn't really bother me before I existed. Whew, crazy thoughts, isn't it? But yeah, is there something else? I don't know. Maybe not. But I just will never profess that it is one thing or another. Everybody's got their own ideas. And it's unshakable. That's that there's unshakable ideas that people have now. Well, they've always had this. They've always been like, there's been kind of two kinds of people. It's best to avoid them both. There's people that think in black and white. And those people are like, that's good or that's evil. And there's people that think in gray scales. That's a little bit eviler. That's a little bit gooder. And yeah, that's a huge difference between. And it's just the way our reptilian brain functions, the way we're wired. There's some people that are just wired to be joyous people. There's some people that are wired to be absolutely miserable, no matter what they do in life, no matter what they have. They're wired for misery. I just, and the thing is, I just wonder if it's genetic or if it is environment or something else, or maybe a combination of both, but, or none, or neither, or zero. I just born mean, born bad. All right, let's get into the Maddox Brothers and the Rose. Let's get back into some years music, right? Yeah, just kick them back. Enjoying some quality radio out into the ether. And it's just going to go on and on and on and on and on and on. There's probably like in a million years, this radio signal might be traveling out to like some Alpha Centauri or some other galaxy. And someone's tuning in. They go, and it's going to sound like blah, blah, bling, blang, bling, blang, bling, blang. And that guy's playing The Cure again. Then, you know, they're not going to understand the language. So it's just going to be a bunch of like blah, 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 blang, 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 and me yakking. And then, oh, he's playing The Cure again. These wasted years, the Maddox Brothers and Rosambo directly in your brain. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dead hillbillies.
September, October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. One whole year, baby, did all I could do. Met you, I let you walk right in. The way I gave you money was a dark one sin. One whole year, baby, did all I could for you. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. We'll be right back. Everybody's talking about the way you treated me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in misery. Stop thinking about the way you did. Ooh-wee, baby, I'd have bought a kid. One whole year, baby, did all I could do. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. About 10,000 years ago, there ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I can lick the guy that says it isn't so. I was there when Gabriel pushed the garden door. I met Eve and Adam come flying through the door. When the apple they were eating, eyes around the corner peeping, I can prove it that I'm the man that ate the corn. And I called in the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and Daniel twist the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan on the lawn. I saw Solomon and all his wife's affair. Saw Absalom left hanging by the hair. When I say King David's life, and he offered me a wife, I say, now you're talking business, have a chair. I was born about 10,000 years ago. There ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I'll lick the guy that says it is a soul.
They get no hint from the past. Leben nicht frozen wir.
Nice bit of 80s thing there. That's, I believe that's The Rumor, the band that was the backing band for Graham Parker all through the late 70s, 80s. Probably, yeah, probably maybe even 90s. The Rumor. Really good backup band. And that was a solo album that they put out that I was probably the only person that bought it, but I didn't even buy it. They got it for free. They're giving that stuff away for free. That's The Rumor with Frozen Years. Before that, we heard I'm 10,000 Years Old by Brownie McGee. And then we heard One Whole Year Before by Earl Curry. Set started off with Maddox Brothers and Rose. Those Wasted Years. I'm right here. Yeah, enjoy. Enjoy. Boy, hopefully you guys still have all your fingers from 4th of July yesterday. I didn't hear a lot of boom booms yesterday. Usually, like, 4th of July is crazy boom boom city. I did not hear any. I heard a couple little pops in there. But usually there's always someone that's got, like, you know, all the firecrackers. I did see they sold out of firecrackers at the Giant Eagle, though. I did the grocery shopping 4th of July because I knew it'd be dead. And I went there and I was like, wow. All the fireworks were gone. You know, and there was a while that you couldn't buy firecrackers. It was you had to be 18 or something. It was against the law to have firecrackers, whatever, but you know, then you just go buy a assault rifle. I can't buy firecrackers. I can buy an assault rifle, though. That'll work. I'll get that. Oh, I'll do my boom booms with that. What do we got? We got a Blanche. We got a band called Blanche. I played these guys last week. I really liked it. Another song with a year in the title. It's called A Year From Now. And, wow, A Year From Now. This is going to be interesting. Everything's going to be okay with this country a year from now. I really do. Yeah. Like I'm saying, this is, I know the Greeks said, oh, the Romans are a threat and we'll stave them off. Sooner or later, you gotta admit though, I mean, sooner or later, this country's probably gonna slip into some kind of weird fascism. It's just our turn. You know, every country has something that happens bad like that, you know, and then they recover later, you know, because when I was traveling and I was in Spain, was it Spain? It was Spain. When George Bush was president, and no, this is when the tea man, the orange dude, Tang man, Wu-Tang Clan man, when he got elected, that's right, I was in Spain, and I remember everybody's freaking out, and rightfully so, and I remember a tour guy going, "Well, it's your turn for the a-hole." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, we had Franco and Germany had their thing, and Italy had theirs. It's your turn for the a-hole." You know, so I was like, damn. But hopefully that's a one-stop shop there. But this, the thing that is more worrisome is down the line. And I like I'm saying, just I want to keep this ship going. Even a scrap of democracy is pretty good. And we got a couple scraps of democracy. We have, you know, just a nice scrap. It's a democracy is a nice little garnish on the big plate of oligarchy. And, you know, we get by okay. It's like the rice farmer in communist China. He has his rice farm, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh, there's a whole revolution, blah, blah, blah. He still has his rice farm. He's still, you know, he's in the middle of nowhere. You know, yeah, so it's that kind of thing. It doesn't matter who the leader is. He's still got to, you know, harvest the rice and stuff and do this rice thing. Mm. Yeah, it's just that. And it all depends. You know, what line of fire you're going to be in. You know, hopefully you just kind of, when something bad happens, hopefully you're like, you know, well, a little bit off stream a little bit. And, you know, it's not, you know, you're not downwind of all the horrible stuff. Who knows? Who knows? A year from now. Ooh, boy. But that's the thing. They make it exciting like a horse race. There shouldn't be a horse race, you know. It basically, they just want to have people glued to the news. They want to keep selling. And then they'll put commercials in for erectile dysfunction and, you know, oh, this new asthma medicine and all this other stuff. Well, they're freaking you out, making you that way, you know. Why is there never good news on TV? That's why I stopped watching the news, because it's always horrible stuff. And then they have like the human interest story, which, oh, that's really cute. Oh, this guy saved all these puppies from a well. And then they go back and go, yeah, we caught the guy who did it. Yeah. And then other news, you know, whatever. It's just a way to keep, it's not real information. You know, you're not allowed real information. You're given some information. You know, AP Wire is about as good as it gets. And The Guardian. The Guardian, probably AP Wire. The best news you get from America is probably from another country. You know, The Guardian from England is probably the best. I'm just my opinion. But they make it like a horse race, so it's exciting. Because politics really isn't that exciting when you think about it. It's like hiring a plumber. You're hiring a plumber to fix the leaks in your house. That's what the government's supposed to be. They're supposed to be just taking care of stuff. You pay them money for them to take care of stuff. You fix the road. You fix the bridge. You do that. That's the government is not a very sexy thing. It's like hiring a plumber. And the nice thing is, though, I mean, most people realize they'll hire a plumber that believes in plumbing. Yeah. Not someone you hire goes, I don't really, anybody can plumb. I can do that. I'm the greatest plumber around. But anybody can do it. Just watch me. And they can't do it. So you get somebody good for the job. It's that simple. And it doesn't have to be like, all this, but it's gotten down to where they drifted into the sports realm. Now it's red team versus blue team. Green team can never get their stuff together. Green team's a joke. You know, the green team and independent team, they should have been like, but here's the thing. The green team and the independent team only come to pretty much fruition when there's a presidential election, you know, or libertarian team. I don't know what color that would be. Like, good libertarian color. I don't know. Probably orange like a cat, because they say libertarians are like cats. They're fiercely independent, but somebody's always taking care of them. They're just not aware of it. So, yeah, that's the orange team. You know, these people don't do anything until there's a presidential election. You know, they're not getting involved in local politics. You don't see anybody running any green. It is completely just a spoiler party, you know. And honestly, if you're given three choices, I think most people's heads would explode. It's like watching three football teams play at the same time. People can only stand the two football teams at the same time. People only stand, we got Coke and Pepsi. What's that, RC Cola up there? Ooh, that's scary. That's scary. I'm going to get with Coke or Pepsi. But one, Coke is good, and then Pepsi, basically it's just kind of like, okay, here's two soft drinks, but one of them's got diarrhea in it. But, they're still the same. Personally, I think Pepsi does have diarrhea in it, but that's just my taste on it. All right, a year from now, Blanche, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT.
A year from now, I'll stop keeping score.
Breakman, Jimmy Rogers, 99 Year Blues. Before that, we heard the Ray Brothers doing 99 Years to Go. And we heard Five Year Mission by the 3D Invisibles, a little Star Trek tune, 5 Year Mission. Then we heard As the Years Go By by Joe L. And the set began with Blanche a year from now. Yeah. I should tell you some things. My goodness. Baby. Okay, the Center for Safety reports that since the 2000, this was 2012 is when this PSA, so this is 12 years. There's been 78 documentations of fatal fires that occurred on college campuses in Greek housing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about that? That's got to be, you know, nobody, like, that's kind of an embarrassing way to go, you know? What are you doing? Well, I was cooking on a hot plate, and then that died. Caught on fire, caught those curtains on fire, and then that was it. Yeah. Wow. Can you just tell people just kind of like I was surrounded by my family and my loved ones? Yeah, we'll put that in the obit. Don't tell them I was making me a toast cheese sandwich and they got I put too much grease on it and I caught the curtains on fire. You don't want to put that in there? Because that's embarrassing. It is. Yeah, and that, whenever they don't tell you, it's an embarrassing way to go. They're all horrible ways to go. But I just think, like, you know, he died saving a puppy from, or Randy California died rescuing his son out of the sea in Hawaii. That makes a good obit. Randy California from the band Spirit was rescuing his kid swimming in Hawaii and then died, you know? Not like, oh, the guy was making a sandwich and it caught on fire. Man, it's embarrassing. What a horrible way to go, you know? I guess it beats being, like, hooked up with a bunch of tubes and stuff. Oof, that's another rotten way to go. Man, they're all rotten. Yeah, all rotten ways to go. Death and taxes, that's it. You get it all. That's all you get. Okay, so needless to say, I got to tell you that don't make fires in your Greek house, okay? Don't, you order out. Order your gyros. And they're pronounced gyros. I was in Greece. They did not say gyro. They did not say gyro. They said gyro. And I overheard this. They were making gyros. So it's pronounced gyro. So if you really want to, like, get when you go to the Greek restaurant, and, you know, the guy thinks he knows gyro, but that's still wrong. You say gyro, yeah, and then you'll be their hero. How about that? Yeah, there we go. And the flaming cheese was from Nero. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Where are the days of old economy village? You have to make something out of all this. What do we got here? Every college, they have more fire-related emergencies. What's it with you guys and fire? Now, to say like a bong, say that's a bong. That's a fire-related emergency is a bong. Not like making fire. That's the cover, too. Well, he was making a sandwich, and actually it was a spark from the bong caught the fireplace on fire, and they all died. They were all too high to get up. Man. But see, that looks really bad in the no bit. Yeah, they were all passing a bong around. They kind of passed out. One guy dropped the bong, caught the curtain on fire. They all died. But we'll just kind of say they were surrounded by their family and their loved ones. Yeah. 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 Boing. Let's see here. What else we got? Better futures. You want to know about some soup? Like, mine's a terrible thing to waste. Wonderful thing to invest in. And don't catch it on fire. Oh, man. I should just play more music because right now I'm getting to the point where I'm just like trying to milk this dead cow. It's like, come on, more funny, more insightful, more insightful, thoughtful, profound revelation. And the teats are just puffing out dust. Just puffing out dust, man. I've been like milking that dead cow for like 23 years. The first couple years, I didn't know. I was probably milking the wrong end. And then after that, I got my stride on and my zombo on. And then here on in, it's just kind of like, oh, look at that. That's a funny thing. Should tell you about some shows on the station. More stuff you won't do. What else we got here? We got more stuff. Where's some of the online? There we go. Let's try this. Something different. Ah, there you go. Radio 9. Do you remember what radio sounded like in the 1970s? Sure you do, Grandpa. Sure you do. They're playing album long sides of Steely Dan. They're playing the whole album side. We're going to play the whole album side of Steely Dan. That's right. Radio in the 70s. Yeah. There's a dude, Brother Love. I think it was like the 70s. In Pittsburgh. And yeah, that he was like the hip guy, but it was like one of these things where you could just see the dude was just kind of like, he was milking that dead cow too. He was milking the dead psychedelic cow because he was saying the same. He would say these same things. He had this dude come in and they would like talk this fake Swahili, like na 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 na, and then they would like talk about like the straights. Oh man, don't hang out with the straights. You guys don't hang out with the plastic people. You know that kind of thing. And that's the whole shtick. You look, oh my gosh, you look at Porky Chadwick milking that dead cow. He did that for 90 years, man. Like, you got to push and pop a plan, push my vision, push my faith, man. And then you get Jay Thurber. That's a dead cow too, man. You know, Jay Thurber here with your oldie, oldie goldies and your moldy, moldy holdies. And yamada. Hey, hey, ho, hey, zoom. So we're all milking dead animals on this station. In the world, I think the whole world ran out of damn ideas in the 90s. We're all culturally milking dead animals of art, of music. You know, I'm separating art from music. Needless to say, Jay Thurber says, tune in to Radio 9 from noon to 3 p.m. on Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, snark, here on Independent Freeform. Sorry, I dozed off. Oh, yeah, Deep Blues Hour. Now, Deep Blues Hour, talk about, you know, three chords. Do, 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 do. That's milking another dead animal. The blues, man. But we dig it, right? We dig the dust that comes out of the teats of these dead animals. Even if there's a moisture, little bit of moisture coming out of that. We just savor that. But it's a classic hour of blues, 2 hours of blues, deep blues. With Steve, Friday, 3 to 5, right here. Today, Friday, 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on RCT. So, yeah, I don't feel so bad now. Before, I was just kind of beating myself up, like, yeah, oh, man, I'm really straining for something profound. I really want to. And no, look at The Cure, how we started the show off. It's that same song over and over again. That same song, you know, Robert Smith, you know, sticks his head in the blender, comes out, they start pinching him, and he starts crying while he's singing, and then they put the reverb thing in a toilet tank and turn a drum machine on. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you just have to savor. Or look at Warhol. Same thing. Hey, look at these screen printing things. Yep. And that's been, what, like 40 years? He hasn't come up with anything new. Nothing. That guy's done nothing. Man. Whew. 100 years, Nancy Sinatra, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT.
I'm not gonna say everything is okay, 'cause okay is not the way that I feel. I'm not gonna be any fool's Christmas tree. Let them hang gifts on me that aren't real. I'm not gonna take second best. I've got no use for the rest. World, you better hear what I say, 'cause for me giving in to a smile or a grin on a face I might never see again. I'm not gonna fly in some big phony sky on a line. Could be one.
when we come, we come rough. This year we come for mash it up.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a test, I'm going bite the dust.
Hey.
Step up.
I say, send them come, send another one come. Cause as them come, I saw we told them.
Ask them going mash it up.
Send them come, send another one come. Cause as them come, I saw we told them. Rough this year. How are you know what we make them style? Yeah.
Better know that, you know.
Every man I come rough this year. No easy shanker, you must step out, yeah.
Watch the ride, we get to wrong phone. Can the whole of them tell a guy said this year, we not beg no friend on your mark. They say you better get set. Come catch them the lyrics by your tape and cassette. Me come in blood in me eye. Now tape up no chat. Tell the whole of them say me ya are not fit. Me come in blood in me eye. Now tape up no chat. Tell the whole of them say me ya are not fit.
Rough this year, everybody know how we rule them style, yeah.
Yes, man.
Every man I come tough this year. Well, he's a tanker, he must step out, yeah.
I see one of them come and couldn't leave it up. Two of them try and have to give it up. Three of them come and couldn't leave it up. Four of them come, watch me just and ask
we
them
get hard to, yes, and with them can't stop. We get hard to, we can't pandy. Come in blood in the way, yeah. Nah, take back, no chat. Tell the whole of them say we are not fit up. Because we going forward, I know we not come back. If we up your thing, we done, we bounce right up. Tell the whole of them say we are not fit up. Rock the muffin, chuck and they must try and smash up this part.
Send them come, tell another one come. Cause as them come, as we fling them.
Send you better get set. Listen to the lyrics by your tape and cassette. We get to rough. Yes, we not ease up. We get to wicked. They can't wake up and rap it. Come and sit down on the rhythm. Yes, me well, well, solid. We come in blood in our way. Now take back, no shot. Tell the whole of them say we are hard not fit. But we come in blood in our way. Now take back, no shot. Tell the whole of them say we are hard not fit.
Everybody know how we rule them style, yeah. Every man I come tough this year. No easy mess up by us, they bought, yeah.
Watch the ride, they call me going forward. Won't you go, we don't go down the park. I don't believe we got the thing, we don't, we bounce right back. No, we sing down from the ring, they got a house on the track. It's the flyers track and they must come to the top this
time.
Every man I come rough this year. And everybody say that them are the ruler.
Better know that, you know.
Every man I come tough this year. I want you know what we have them style, yeah.
Watch yeah. The ride on, we get the rough this year. Everybody say, cool and them make a kind of set this year. We not bend nothing on the rock
this year.
This ain't the best against the set. Feel the rock about to talk about the
I went down to the corner just to get me a glass of wine. I went down to the corner just to get me a glass of wine. Well, I saw my baby said, Daddy, you look mighty fine. Well, I done got drunk and I got into the fight. Yeah, done got drunk and I got into the fight. Well, I pulled my 45 and I got shot in the hand. Well, the cops got there, they put me in a county jail.